This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend. Somewhere
well, I sure
along
did.
The way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate.
You know all the bad stuff happened in my life? I look back on it. Oh, maybe who I am. Did you hear that when I was a kid? Rolled my eyes at it. Used to hear how great Texas was and how great America was. Rolled my eyes at that until I actually traveled the world. We got a lot of problems, but the elite want to shut us down for a reason. Let's listen to George Strait for a moment. Put the American flag up front for a second.
Amarillo by morning.
Up from San Antonio.
Up from San Antonio.
Everything I got.
Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
I ain't got a dime.
But Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning.
My oldest daughter, years ago, she likes George Strait. Who wouldn't? She said, Daddy, George Strait, I read it in Texas Monthly. He's rich. More records than the Beatles. And, he doesn't have a dime, but he's super rich. That's a song about a poor rodeoer, sweetheart. He goes, oh, I thought he was lying. I said, no, it's a story. It illustrates something. But the richer you get, if you're still tied into God, you realize that you are poor financially. Money means nothing. More money, more problems. It is so satisfying in my life to take 95% of the money comes in and to put it back into studios and crew and people and to change the world. I mean, I would be embarrassed, and I'm not against guys that do it, because they're beautiful, cool cars, and I'd love a black Ferrari. And I'd love to drive around in, a car that can go 250 miles an hour, and they're really cool. But see, so many jerks drive it to look cool and to make themselves look like they're the most powerful people on earth that I couldn't be associated with that. Plus, what's the point of that? I'm not saying you're bad if you have that. Because there's so much going on in the world. Why wouldn't you put that money towards changing the world? That's what I'm saying. A lot of folks have old cars, classic cars. It's art, and people make money off of it, and it's a living. That's totally cool. I'm not a class envy person. I'm all about people having wealth to be self-sufficient, independent, help themselves and others. It's just that things can't be your God. I'm going to come back with the big North Korea news, but I can't cover it in this short segment. News so big, I can't believe we're even reporting it. I mean, quite frankly, if I was a selfish man, I would be on an airplane with my children out of this country to the South Pacific. I'd literally be trying to move somewhere as far south as you can get. But you know what? If we run like that, bad stuff's going to happen. I started plugging last hour, and I really don't plug enough because I meet with the accountants and stuff, and I'm just transparent about it. And the media and David Brock and all of them celebrated. And they've got more tricks up their sleeves. And I understand that. We really have never really even pressed the accelerator financially. We always just want to bring in enough to expand as we, grow properly. And God's working in mysterious ways here. But you donate by taking care of yourself, taking care of us, and getting products you need. Quite frankly, we have lost leaders. I told them to do it. But I've never offered 40% off that I can remember on a ProPure system. So that's just unprecedented. So quite frankly, we don't make money on that. So, I mean, just look at this review. I loved it from the beginning. Looks real fancy in the kitchen. I use it whenever I want. Great tasting room temperature water. You put it over ice, too. I use it for, I use it for all baby bottles and food. Filters fairly quickly. It takes a little while because it's a real filter. With the five filters, maintenance is easy and first use prep is quick and simple. That's Tony in Massachusetts. Yeah, if you're not filtering your kids' water, and it doesn't mean sometimes they're not going to drink something that isn't filtered, but just as much as you can cut back and filter the water, it's the number one thing you can do. other than putting a gas mask on your kids. There's a lot of particulate. X2 is selling out. We're running out of the deep earth crystals. That's just a fact. And we're going to be out for a while. And this run is out. We got a new small run that came in. The great halogen, I would stockpile that if I was you and support the broadcast. And we have a lot of other great products. Caveman's back in, 33% off. The Brumboth turmeric bee pollen formula.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the middle of a massive fight for the future, not just of this republic, the United States of America, but the entire world hangs in the balance. Powerful forces of evil, communist China, the EU unelected dictatorship, and the globalist combine are attempting to start a war between the United States and Russia, their two main adversaries. The globalists are allied with radical Islam and have been caught staging events to destabilize Europe. Google, Facebook, Twitter, the EU governments have banned killing jihadis, raping, stabbing, shooting, murdering, and running over citizens every week on average. There are car attacks. But you saw the images of the dead kids from the chemical attack. It was not a sarin attack. The people treating them were not wearing equipment. 2 days after sarin, you get near somebody that's been hit with it, it'll kill you. With some type of chlorine gas, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the type of gas used by the rebels. Were the rebels cooking it up? Were the rebels preparing it? Was all that going on? Absolutely. Chlorine gas, you just wear a mask. You're not wearing full gear, and you touch somebody that's been hit with sarin, you're going to die. Or wish you had. They're there washing them off with water hoses and not even wearing rubber gloves, ladies and gentlemen. Why would the Russians or the Syrians hit themselves? And now Michael Savage has joined InfoWars. Yours truly, Ron Paul, Vladimir Putin, the British ambassador Peter Ford, and countless others that have the anti-goldfish complex. It's called a memory. Everybody else should remember that they have one. Up on InfoWars.com, Steve Watson has an article detailing it with the video. Putin says that the first attack is a false flag, just like the one a few years ago. And that it's not sarin, but chlorine. Any idiot can see that. And that he believes there are going to be more provocations to suck Trump in. And that's where Trump's been caught. I get saying don't use chemicals. I get shutting off the talk that he's a Russian agent. I get looking strong for North Korea and China. I know what McMaster's told him. But what did the British ambassador tell you? Let's go to him first. What did he say? He said, you've given the jihadis 1,000% reason. Everybody calls them al-Nusra, al-Qaeda. The British intelligence calls it right. They're called jihadis. That's what they're called in England. You've given, by the way, England set the jihadis up 100 years ago. They know. Out of Saudi Arabia. The ambassador's telling you, you've given the jihadists 1,000 reasons to now stage false flags when they're famous for doing it. Blowing up other people's mosques, blowing up their own, blaming it on people to cause civil wars. They've been caught. Let's go back to the BBC finally telling the truth once. Here it is.
And based on previous experience, including Iraq, we can see that we cannot take at face value what the so-called intelligence experts tell us, not when they have an agenda. Come back to the main point, that it's not going to end here, and we are likely, Britain, to be dragged into it, because Trump has just given the jihadis 1,000 reasons to stage fake flag operations. Seeing how successful and how easy it is with a gullible media to provoke the West into intemperate reactions, they will very likely stage an operation similar to what they did, and this was documented by the United Nations in August last year. They mounted a chlorine gas attack on civilians, and they tried to make it look like it was a regime operation. This, mark my words, you're hearing it here. And it will happen, and we'll get all the warmongers coming to tell us that Assad is defying us and we must go in more heavily into Syria. This will be fake flag.
And again, I've talked to chemical weapons experts. We should probably get some of them on air. But they've emailed me, they've called me, people that I've interviewed many times. And they said, look, Alex, you're not wearing gloves. Look, it dissipated quickly. Sarin, you can't go around there for days. And if people have been hit with it, you can't even touch them. You've got doctors and people that's in there. That's chlorine gas that you can make. I'm not going to tell you how to make it, but it's easy to make. You can go to the hardware store and in 1 hour make chlorine gas. And let me tell you, it'll make you wish you were dead and it'll kill you. Houston's had chlorine gas get out before and kill a bunch of people. Chlorine gas is one of the biggest problems you see at refineries. This is a derivative of some of the refining processes. But what I'm getting at here is, before I get into Korea, the big enchilada about the numbers, is that we had the jihadis putting out stuff saying, tomorrow we're going to start a major campaign claiming we're being hit by gas. And then the base that had the gas got hit. The problem is the Russians won't talk about what they're up to and what they're doing. They don't tell anybody. It'd be nice if the Russians announced right when they hit it, by the way, we hit a chlorine gas facility. But they didn't do that because they probably weren't involved and probably didn't even know they were getting ready for this big attack. They just saw a bunch of movement the Russians did with the surveillance and said they're getting ready to do something, hit that compound. It had chemicals in it. And that's just what happened, folks. It wasn't sarin. It was chlorine gas. Somebody gets hit with sarin, you touch them, you get it on you, you're going to die. You get one little piece of it on your skin, you're going to either have major brain damage or be dead. And again, they got caught last year doing it. They got caught in 2013 doing it. They've been caught over and over. Let's go ahead and go to Vladimir Putin saying the same thing and that they're getting ready for another bigger provocation. So what does Trump do when the next provocation comes? That's why Michael Savage is saying is wrong and others. He's painted himself into a corner. And we're not saying that because we're out to get the president or we think he's a bad guy. He's been trapped by McMasters. Here it is.
We have information from various sources that a similar provocation, and I can't call it anything other than a provocation, is being prepared in other parts of Syria, including the southern suburbs of Damascus, where they're again preparing to release some similar chemical substances and accuse the Syrian authorities of using them. But we regard that any such incident would be reason enough for a thorough investigation. We are preparing to make a formal call to the relevant UN agency in The Hague and call on the international community to investigate thoroughly these incidents and, depending on the results of the investigation, to make informed decisions and take meaningful action.
The world is at the greatest point of World War III threat since the Cuban Missile Crisis, but it's not just in Syria. That's as bad as the Cuban Missile Crisis. We are now witnessing a major carrier task force group, nukes being moved into South Korea, and open calls by North Korea for nuclear war. This is an incredible crisis point. When we come back from break, I'm going to begin my breakdown of that, and I want to take your calls, first-time callers, long-time callers. You agree, you disagree, you want to add something, you're a veteran, you're active duty, whoever you are, calling from anywhere in the world, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. There's a lot of breaking news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to come back in the next segment, and I'm going to go through in the first 10 or 15 minutes of the hour till about 40 after. I'm going to break down what's happening, and then I'm going to open the phones up right in to the next hour. I had some guests today, but I canceled them because I wanted to be able to take your calls and break all of this down. So I get the plugging out of the way. We need your financial support. Everybody knows we're under globalist attack. Everybody knows they're trying to shut us down. They're bragging about it, trying to kick us off Google Ads. They did. Demonetizing us on YouTube. About 75% is what it is monetarily. Everything they can to shut us down. But they can't stop you from getting high-quality water filtration, high-quality supplements, high-quality firearms accessories, high-quality non-GMO organic toothpaste with a bunch of great things in it like colloidal silver and iodine. The adult is sold out. We have the children's. It's the same as the adult. It doesn't have peppermint in it, so it's not real strong tasting. That's available. Super Blue, bubblegum flavor. Toothpaste, great for your children. InfoWars Flash Special is the biggest special ever on a high-quality gravity-fed water filter from ProPure, the Nomad system. That's their smaller unit, but it's great. We're launching an unprecedented 40% off mega special on the ProPure Nomad Gravity Water Filtration System at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. This is the most versatile system from ProPure and uses high-powered water filtration technology to eliminate everything from pesticides to chlorine and sodium fluoride. With millions of gallons of toxic sludge dumped into our waterways by the EPA and sodium fluoride added to the water supply and all the fallout and chemtrails and everything else, having high-quality water filter is essential. Filter out chlorine, pesticides, herbicides, sodium fluoride, and hundreds of other toxic compounds with ProPure Nomad. It's what I use, my family uses. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Never had a deal that good. This is a loss leader. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this unprecedented special while supplies last. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com is the subpage with the supplements. and we have X2 discounted 25% off right now, despite the fact that there's limited supply. And when we sell out a few more runs of this, we haven't gotten more of it from the deeper source, but we'll see what happens. This is something everybody should have. If you haven't tried it, you're crazy. Caveman with turmeric, bone broth formula, amazing chocolate flavor, all natural, organic. It is available. It's back in stock at Vermont's. Turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and so much more. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Do yourself a favor, get great products, and fund the restoration of human freedom.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-370-8599. That's 1-800-370-8599. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Ladies and
tell
gentlemen.
Him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell
Communist
you.
China.
My head's been whipped.
Holds the title.
I do.
For the most people ever killed by a government.
Talking to the man from
according to the Communist Chinese themselves, Mao Zedong killed 84 million people during the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward. The CIA says it's 66 million. Then another 20-plus million are believed to have been actually executed or put into forced labor camps till they died. Another 10 million or so are thought to have just been starved to death since Mao went out of power. So you do the numbers. We're talking well over, any way you slice it, 100 million dead people. Back in the 60s and 70s, China would threaten the United States publicly. I remember my dad reading it in the newspaper when I was like 6 years old. And they'd say, let us have a nuclear war. We got too many people. That's why they signed on with the Rockefellers and eugenics to have the one-child policy and kill almost all the baby girls. Just 50 million, they're saying, just the last decade. Nobody knows the full number. Yeah, there's one independent, Mao's Great Leap Forward. Just one of his projects killed 45 million in 4 years alone. Yeah, that's 4 years. He was in power from the 1930s to 1949 when he got full power over China, right through to when he died in the late 70s. So you think about that, 45 million in 4 years, baby. So that's why they're so dangerous. And by the way, the Chinese will fight like the devil if you get in a war with them. The problem is they run out of food real quick. Now, North Korea is this horrible demon state run for three generations by Chinese puppets. It's a hereditary dictatorship, completely psychotic. They believe their God. Kim Jong-un actually believes he's invincible. His father believed he was invincible. They are the essence of pathetic scumbags. And they look at the South, probably the richest country per capita in the world for technology, you name it. And they just get completely jealous and hateful. The elites of North Korea look at Japan and all its wealth, and they get completely, absolutely hateful. And there's an anti-Japanese hatred because the Japanese obviously occupied Korea and killed a lot of people and forced labor to everybody. So there's a lot of ancestral and cultural beefs here. It's like a gang fight. It's like the Crips versus the Bloods or whatever. I mean, the Hancocks versus the McCoys. This is lined up. And never since the July 27th, 1953 ceasefire on the DMZ between the North and South has there ever been this much of a crisis. You have North Korea threatening when the terror task force arrives in the next 4 days to launch a nuclear weapon into the South China Sea on board one of the missiles that they claim they can load an atomic warhead on. Now, they're telling the superpower with over 50,000 nuclear weapons, it's not 10,000, let me give you a newsflash, space-based weapons, particle beams, meteor guns with DU Sabos, and that's the stuff that's leaked they've got. That's 1980 stuff. They're telling the most crazy elite on the planet, the Anglo-Americans, the ones GMOing everything, the ones, I mean, you know, just super sophisticated breakaway civilization group. You've got this guy, they can't even produce automobiles in South Korea. They can barely feed themselves. But thanks to the Clintons and the globalists, they wanted this done as the trigger. In the 1990s, 95, 96, 97, they gave them the reactors to create the weapons. They are now threatening and have been every week in the last few months launching a medium-range missile into the South China Sea with 900-kilometer ranges right off the coast of Japan. I mean, the coast, the people of the coast of Japan can see a big rocket come in and blow up in the ocean. Imagine if the Russians were off our coast or somebody or the Mexicans and shooting something in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of, Galveston. I mean, how upset you'd be as the Japanese are. And they want to be peaceniks. Believe me, they got A-bombs dropped on them, but they're ready to go to war. So you have this crazy little fat guy, the essence of government worship. What a poster boy for big government and how it doesn't work. You've got him calling for all this. I'm going to roll through it and go to your phone calls on the other side and look at how this could go down. But here's the headline. Trump orders military advisors to prepare plans to hit North Korea. And our media is making fun of South Korea panicking. The capital, Seoul, is only 30 miles
from
the border.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
It wasn't because I didn't see enough.
It wasn't because I didn't know enough.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy? Yeah, it does for those that aren't informed.
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make
me crazy that I told you a month before anybody else did
that
it was in the Vault 7 that the CIA was spying on the American people and then staging cyber attacks on the American people? Of course, I told you about that years ago. Does it make us crazy? We told you that all evidence pointed towards a false flag last week with a nerve gas in Syria. Now everybody else is saying it. Putin waited 5-6 days. We told you minute one.
Come on now, who do you, who do you, who do you, who do you,
bless your soul. You think you're in control? Bragging here. We're telling you the reason we're under attack. Our information warfare is based in the truth, and it's on target. And so, we are your champion. Let me make something clear here. Why are we the champion? Because of you. You are the people that support us, that spread the word, that give us the intel. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason InfoWars got built. So you are the champion. Think about that. All right, I want to go to your phone calls pretty quickly here, and I can go over more of these articles and clips as we take calls from Dan, Russell, Patrice, Dominique, Matthew, and others. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, you can call 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're teleprompter free, TV/radio, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. So let me just read these headlines. Trump orders military advisors to prepare plans to hit North Korea. Government tries to calm South Koreans' fear of imminent war. That only makes the public get more concerned. They're 30, it's actually 30 kilometers, that's like 22 miles or whatever, 23 miles, from the North Korean border. Think about how crazy that is. And they've got 100,000 pieces of artillery that Kim Jong-un claims, and our government says he has, pointed at Seoul to level it in a matter of hours, one of the most populous cities in the world. I forget how many people are in Seoul, South Korea. Can we look that up? It's like 8 million or something. Meanwhile, Reuters, exclusive, North Korean ships head home after China orders coal return. This is good news. Now, I'm told we have him on the phone right now. Sure, does he want to talk to me? Sure. Yeah, we already played Paul Watson's report. I want to go to these phone calls, but I need to do this, too. Let me just get back to this for a moment. North Korean ships head home after China orders coal returned. A fleet of North Korean cargo ships is headed home to the port of Nampo, the majority of it fully laden after China ordered its trading companies to return coal to the isolated country following repeated missile tests. And it goes on to say, this is China doing economic sanctions as they promised, or North Korea saying, stop threatening to nuke Japan, stop threatening to nuke South Korea, stop threatening to nuke the fleet, stop it. This is really good news. The problem is, the word is China doesn't completely control North Korea, and Kim Jong-un is crazy. I mean, he's Dennis Rodman's cool. What does that tell you? North Korea's state media warns of nuclear strike and provoked as U.S. warships approach. Buchanan asks, is Trump establishing the war party? We've got all that. I'm going to go right to your calls after we play this short report. It's John Bowne. What if Assad didn't gas his own people? Well, I think you've got everybody in the world saying that that's the case. We've got all the evidence and the rest of it, but I'm going to play this John Bowne report that I promise. We don't even have guests next hour. I cleared the tables, cleared the decks today. We might have a special guest popping in, but we'll see. And we're going to play this John Bowne report, one of our great investigative journalists. And then we're going to come back, and I promise, go right to Dan, Russell, Patrice, Dominique, Matthew, and others. Here is John Bowne's report.
The Pentagon released this map hours after 59 Tomahawk missiles were unleashed on the Syrian airbase where the chemical weapons carrying plane had reportedly originated from.
There is no doubt in our minds and the information we have supports that Syria, the Syrian regime under the leadership of President Bashar al-Assad are responsible for this attack. And I think further, it is very important that the Russian government consider carefully their continued support for the Assad regime.
Russia is supposed to have removed all the chemical weapons from Syria. But obviously, that has not happened, as innocent Syrians continue to be murdered in chemical attacks. Let's think about the possible reasons for Russia's failure. It could be that Russia is knowingly allowing chemical weapons to remain in Syria.
Now, officials are taking it one step further as they look into whether the Russians may have played a part in the chemical attack. The Boston Globe reports, on Friday, senior U.S. military officials said a drone belonging to either Russia or Syria was seen hovering over the site of the chemical weapons attack after the assault earlier this week. Of course, anyone paying attention to the use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime's opposition is leery of the Pentagon's evidence, especially since previous evidence points yet again to American ally Saudi Arabia. Foreign Policy Initiative reported as early as June 2012, the New York Times spoke with unnamed U.S. and Arab intelligence officials who said that Saudi Arabia, along with Turkey and Qatar, was paying for weapons being funneled through secret channels to Syrian rebel fighters. In February 2013, the Times reported sizable small arms shipments that Saudi Arabia financed and through third parties provided to anti-Assad fighters in Syria. Notably, this material support was directed towards nationalist, moderate Islamist, or secular groups, largely under the banner of the Free Syrian Army.
We might not have much of a job here today because I looked at the New York Times to find out, to get the explanation, and they said, worst chemical attack in years in Syria. U.S. blames Assad. So it's all over and done with. But not quite so easy, is it? What happened 4 years ago in 2013, you know, this whole thing about crossing the red line, and ever since then, the neocons have been yelling and screaming. Even part of the administration is still yelling and screaming about Assad using poison gases on his people 4 years ago. Not quite true. Who would benefit? It makes no sense, even if you were totally separate from this and take no sides of this, and you were just an analyst. It doesn't make any sense for Assad in these conditions to all of a sudden use poison gases. I think it's zero chance that he would have done this, deliberately.
Saudi Arabia was connected to a nerve gas attack using mortars. Their Wahhabists wanted to be rock stars, though, so they videotaped themselves launching the chemical attacks, gibbering about it, and uploaded it the same day.
We have a number of instances where ISIL has used chemical munitions on the battlefield.
In 2012, the Syrian government was warning that the rebels could resort to chemical attacks after al-Nusra stole 200 tons of toxic chlorine from a factory in Aleppo. In 2013, 12 members of al-Nusra were arrested with two cylinders of sarin gas.
A lot of the reports are coming from the so-called White Helmets NGO, which is George Soros funded, is receiving UK and US tax dollars, and they've been filmed carrying Al Qaeda flags around, taking part in executions, hanging out with the child beheaders of the Nur al-Dinki group, one of the rebel groups that the CIA vetted and gave weapons to, which ended up beheading a child. The White Helmets, as we now know very clearly, are the same individuals that are with Al-Qaeda. They just put on a white helmet and suddenly they're no longer Al-Qaeda.
In 2014, the U.S. and Russia implemented an agreement to destroy the Syrian government's stockpile of chemical weapons. The BBC writes, the destruction of the arsenal began on 6th of October, overseen by the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. On the 31st of October, the international watchdog confirmed that Syria's declared equipment for producing, mixing, and filling chemical weapons had been destroyed. The full-blown reality is the chemical weapons attacks in Syria aren't going to stop, even if Assad is ousted. Ignoring the well-known role of Saudi Arabian support for a network of anti-Assad rebels capable of stockpiling their own chemical weapons is equivalent to a dog chasing its tail.
So let's say we get Assad and they get regime change. Assad's gone and now there's going to be a new government. Who will that government be? One of the leaders of the Islamic army, which was one of the many, many different groups fighting against Assad, trained in Damascus at a Wahhabist, radical Islamic, preacher-infested university funded by the Saudis. Do we really think he was going to be better than Assad? There are 2 million Christians in Syria, protected by Assad. In fact, the Christians that were in Iraq so hated the war and so hated the government that we helped institute upon them, they all fled and went to Syria.
But now that you've got Donald Trump, they can kill two birds with one stone. One, if they can get Donald Trump to start World War III, then they can blame him for it.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly it's not a globalist puppet that has to take the blame, that has to get up on television and explain away this.
Yes.
They know that they can destroy Donald Trump and his entire supporters and label them as the people who started World War III.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
And, of course, as Vladimir Putin has said, as the British ambassador has said, and as I've said, and as Ron Paul said, and as everybody said, I said a month and a half ago when McCain went over there secretly and came back, I said, is he getting another fake chemical attack ready? They've had at least four. One that the UN totally confirmed happened. Others that the rebels admitted they did. What's going to stop them from staging more stuff? This only encourages it. This is all 101 game theory, folks. It's not even very hard. But being a critical thinker is called being a conspiracy theorist. We're going to go to Russell, Dan, Patrice, Dominic, Matthew, and others right now. Russell from Alaska. Russell, thanks for calling.
Hi, sir. Just real quick, I wanted to say this is more of a message towards the president himself. Over the years we were in Iraq and Afghanistan, I'm an Army veteran myself. I spent almost 12 years in the military. We lost almost 7,000 soldiers over there alone. That's not counting the guys that came home but actually died over there already.
That's right, from all the chemicals and the biologicals and the DU, not to mention 22 suicides a day.
Exactly. And for what? We left. Nothing changed over there other than the fact that you have a radical Islamic terrorists over there that are killing people daily. We can't make the same mistake again.
I just don't know how Trump goes along with a story that's obviously fake, and then we have the very Al-Qaeda people celebrating what he's done. And I don't want to criticize the president. He's doing good on a lot of domestic stuff. It's just that, you know, I'm sorry. Every veteran I know, everybody I know basically is against this.
No, and sir, and I agree with you. I disagree with what he did, but he's still the president, and I will support him and back him because I voted for him. I was taught.
Let me raise this next point. I've studied the Korean War, looked at it in depth, talked to all the experts. They agree this is the biggest crisis ever since 1953 and the ceasefire. What do you make of this craziness? Because that's China and that's Korea starting all this.
Yes, sir. I did two tours in Korea, one in 2006 and one in 2009. And 2006 and both 2009, he launched rockets. I believe in 2006, he sank. Kim Jong-il, I believe it was, sank a Korean fishing boat. And in 2009, they mortared one of the islands off the South Korean shores. I don't know his son. I know the Kim Jong-il. He was a lot of flair, but I don't know his son. And, you know, it worries me because I still have friends there. And I just don't know.
Well, listen, you know? I mean, this will quickly escalate in a nuclear war. Kim Jong-un saying he will use the nukes he has and the missiles to hit the U.S. fleet that's out there. Obviously, we've got aircraft that can shoot those missiles down. But if he shoots a missile into the South China Sea near our ships, what is Trump supposed to do at that point?
Well, at that point, he doesn't have a choice. You know.
So I tend to agree. I think Tillerson came out today and said, we don't want war with Syria. Al-Qaeda is the main issue, ISIS. And I think that's going back to his campaign promises. So I think we're seeing some positive things out of Trump right now, and that's what I was told this weekend and on Monday by White House sources that are absolutely as close to Trump as you can get.
Yes, sir. And so, like I said, the whole point I'm calling is look, we don't want another situation like Iraq and Afghanistan with Syria. We didn't make any ground there. We're not going to make any ground in Syria. North Korea, look, if they start it, you know, I'm always one to say, if you're going to start it, I'm going to finish it. And that's what has to happen. That's what has to happen. But I support our president, even if I don't agree with everything he does.
Yeah, well, we better support him now, exactly, because if we've got China and North Korea threatening war and just crazy behavior going on. So what's happening is our president's being tested. And, folks, we're not in the position he's in. If he was trying to put bad justices in, if he'd have put a bad justice in, a liberal justice, or if he wasn't trying to cut our taxes, or if he wasn't getting all these factories to come back, I'd say he was a fake. He's doing so good on the domestic front that I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt while I criticize issues I see with Syria, hoping he gets better advice. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Russell. I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's a serious situation, to say the least. I mean, we don't want war with Russia, and Russia says more missiles get fired at their bases, their troops, they're going to respond, and the Russians tend to do what they say they're going to do. So I could go to Matthew, Dominic, Patrice, and others, but I've got to go to break. When I come back, I'm going to talk to Dan in Indiana, and then we're going to talk to Patrice, Dominic, Matthew, and others right into the next hour. We may have some surprise guests today. We'll see what happens with that. There's an article up on InfoWars.com that just went up by Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Why AG Sessions must stop charges against Arpaio. Total kangaroo court garbage against Arpaio. Illegal spying on him. A guy doing his job. An admitted Obama UN witch hunt. And they haven't even dropped the fake federal contempt charges that put him in jail for 3 years against Arpaio, former federal officer with no criminal record and a great record. But it gets worse than that. They won't even get rid of the IRS chief that openly went after patriots and people for no reason. I mean, it's just because Trump has full mutiny against him.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No one knows what it's like to be the Batman.
Okay, we have a surprise guest coming up at 8 after. I know our clock's weird. It's because I never wanted to do news. and air mainstream news on the show. So I said, we'll let stations have their news, then we'll air our ads, and we'll come in a day after. I'm going to change the clock soon back to regular talk radio clocks. I'm going to let the stations know about that, get that all set up. But at 8 after next hour, we have a very, very special guest joining us to break down what's currently happening in the world. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Matthew in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how are you doing, sir?
I'm telling you, I'm just thinking about my kids here and seeing how dangerous the world is.
Yeah, you know, I totally understand. I'm going to jump to my thoughts really quick. I'm very disappointed with this whole Syria situation. Point number one, it's unconstitutional. It's one thing for him to, you know, just bomb one little facility because supposedly there's chemical weapons in there. But now I'm hearing that we got boots on the ground and with no approval from our Congress, which is a break on his promise not to get involved in international conflicts that have nothing to do with us.
I agree, but he's been tricked into that, and now, you, like I told you on Sunday and Monday, he's going to come out and say, I don't want war, I want the old deal, I want my old campaign. He was told we need ground forces to take out Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which is true. But now the Joint Chiefs are turning around saying, let's get rid of Assad. Now Tillerson's come out to the old deal and said, no, we're not wanting to topple him. We want to get rid of Al-Qaeda, ISIS. Then we'll get him to move towards doing that on his own. But I totally agree with you. Listen, here's how dumbed down the public is. The media is making fun of me saying there's not boots on the ground, even though I have thousands of articles the last 2 months admitting massive U.S. troops are moving in, Marines, artillery, army. All of it is moving into Syria and into Western Iraq. So it's on.
Well, who's he listening to with this stuff? Because I remember back when Obama was in and he wasn't allowing our military to actually effectively go after ISIS in Syria, that our military was secretly or, you know, covertly giving information to the Russians so that they could actually go after them because our military knew that the Russians and the Assad regime were going after the ISIS.
Yes, yes. 6 years ago, our military told Obama, and then 5 years ago was when it came to a head, we're not going to back Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They staged Benghazi to get weapons in there 5 years ago. That was all that our military finally woke up, said, no, we're not doing this. And then Trump comes in, and then the military starts trying to back out of its deal. And it's pretty much McMaster from what I've been told. A lot of folks are blaming Tillerson. Rex Tillerson is the one that's backpedaling right now. What do you think?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, basically, one of two things. Is Donald Trump not paying attention to what's going on? Does he honestly believe that it was Assad?
Sure. He's ordered them to do all this stuff, and the bureaucracy is ignoring him. And then he's hiring people that say they'll do what they say, and then they go on the news and say, oh, we're going to take Assad out. And Trump says, I didn't say that. They come out the next day and say, Trump doesn't want that. They're doing what they want. There's a whole mutiny against Trump.
Well, if he's the commander in chief and these are military people not following his orders, then can't he just remove them? He's the head of the
executive. He already had his first national security advisor that orchestrated this whole deal with Russia to not back Al Qaeda removed. Then he three guys he asked said no. He was stuck with McMaster's. I'm not trying to demonize McMaster's, but he says radical Islam isn't Saudi Arabia and stuff like that. So I've got some serious issues with him, Matthew. Personally, Matthew, I'm just glad that all this stuff is getting de-escalated right now because China and North Korea are the big problem. That's what can end our world. You could wake up during a nuclear war. You could be driving down the highway and hear, you know, emergency alert systems on the radio. And 10 minutes later, ICBMs detonate at 2,000-foot airburst. And then guess what? You're playing a harp, brother. Pushing daisies.
No. And me being in San Diego, I'm definitely, trust me, I'm definitely.
You are big target because the main Pacific Navy's based there. You are right. So am I. Central Texas, Fort Hood. Woo! There's probably hundreds of nukes pointed at me right now. They'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.